It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 4th, 2018. Today's the birthday of French child prodigy and educational philosopher Jacqueline Pascal, born at Clermont-Ferrand in central France in 1625. She was the sister of famed French scientist and theologian Blaise Pascal. Jacqueline was an authentic genius, composing sophisticated verses when she was only 8 years old, and a complex five-act comedy at the age of 11. In 1646, under the influence of her brother, she converted to Jansenism, a movement within the Roman Catholic Church that drew criticism from the Catholic mainstream, particularly the Jesuits. Ultimately, it was condemned as a heresy because it denied the role of free will in the acceptance of grace. Jansenism claims that God's role in the infusion of grace cannot be resisted and does not require human assent. Catholic doctrine insists that God's free initiative demands man's free response, that is, humans freely assent or refuse God's gift of grace. In 1652, she made her vows as a nun, despite the strong opposition of her brother. She vehemently opposed the Pope's decrees condemning Jansenism, but was at last compelled to yield. Her sisters claimed that the resulting emotional crisis hastened her death, which occurred at Paris on the 4th of October, 1661, her 36th birthday. Jacqueline insisted that women who were engaged in teaching should have the right to articulate their views both in print and from the public platform, a stunning notion in the 17th century. She also defended freedom of conscience, especially when exercised by women. Moreover, she maintained the right of women to pursue their personal vocations, whatever they might be, regardless of their economic resources or parental attitudes. In her Meditations on the Attributes of God, she stressed that God is ultimately unknowable, but that humanity must continually strive to discover what God wants for each individual through daily prayer and study, and having made that discovery must endeavor to do the divine will. Long eclipsed by the philosophical genius of her brother, Jacqueline Pascal has recently reemerged as a major figure in her own right, the creator of a distinctive and significant educational, political, and religious philosophy with its own distinctive concerns. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 4th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.